Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pisano and Sandy. It's Monday, the April 7th.
Hey. Everything is awful.
There you go. Happy Monday.
Oh, everything
is awful. Mondays suck.
Everything.
No comment? Or you just want to hear the song? I know you do.
Everything is awful.
I know you love this.
Everything is
awful.
Happy 35 degrees, and it's going to snow tonight. Into tomorrow.
I know.
Into tomorrow.
Well, see, yeah. I'm telling you, I don't know. And I know you and our Buzz fam, Italian Rihanna, love that. And you guys were laughing hysterically about that song, and this is so great, whatever. But I don't...
The Everything is Awful song? It's awesome.
I don't know. It's like, okay, I know, but yeah.
Recognize the stress. Acknowledge the effery.
Make fun
of it.
Smile. It's okay.
Yeah. Everything is awful. It's a happy song.
It's not awful. It's great. Everything is fine.
Everything's fine.
Are we here?
Then we're kind of fine.
Right?
You're the optimist, right? How did that roll reverse?
I am the optimist. Mm. I am. You know what it is, too? It's James. Ever since we started to have James Whitaker on the air. I mean, I've always been an optimistic person, a positive person, until I started working with you.
Yeah, you're full of conspiracy theories and doubt, and you don't trust anybody. What the hell are you talking
about? Not trusting, that doesn't mean you're not positive.
You trust nothing. You hate corporations. You hate taxes, government, and conspiracy. You think the NFL is all pre-planned. You're full of negative, not optimism. It's not optimistic.
That doesn't mean pessimistic, does it? Oh, I didn't see it that way.
Oh.
No, I'm grateful and I appreciate things. That makes me positive.
Oh.
I'm not a Debbie Downer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just because I'm a leery of
everything.
People's truths. I didn't think it was in the same category. I didn't think that was the same thing.
I kind of glob it in with all that vibe. But anyway, yeah. So it's well, look, it could be worse, right?
Yeah, okay. Right. It could always be worse.
Yeah.
See, this is not how I talk either. It's very hard to join in on this because I'm not like this. It's very uncomfortable for me.
It's uncomfortable. It's not like you're not like
it. It's like everything is great. You're able to wake up. Just say, I get to wake up. I get to put the kids on the bus. I get to go to work. I subscribe to the I get to.
The I get to.
Yeah.
Well, I get
try
to
it.
I get to give you partly sunny and cooler today, but not bad, 49. And we'd like to keep that, but tomorrow, totally different story.
I get to wear my winter coat another time.
I get to wear my, yeah.
I get to sit by the fireplace.
Yeah. There you go.
And
yeah.
Then I get the high RG&E bill.
I get the down to one lane and down in 490 over the canal kind of thing. And the zipper merge. I get to do the zipper merge.
You get to do the zipper merge.
Till 2027, they said.
See?
Like, what the hell? Yeah, your East Side Stylee over by the Erie Canal and over by Craig Road, those two bridges. Bushnell's Basin exit's going to be closed. They'll get all into that in the news. But, like, 2027.
Till
like,
2027, yeah, man. Hey, what's going to happen?
That's fine.
We got to throw a big party. In 2027, you're going to be like, oh, my gosh. You're not going to even know what to do with yourself. You're going to be so used to it, it's not going to matter.
I know. We get to zipper merge later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Park Avenue, too, I saw, is supposed to get all messed up for a while. Everything. There you go. It's 89 to Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Monday. It's all good. Scott Spaziano here. Sandy Waters right there. And I think we're good. Nothing's like there's always something that could be broken here that yeah. is now we're just teetering on yeah. the edge of broken. So I think we're good for now. It's like
I think we're okay.
Just walk carefully and don't yeah. make any bumps. Don't bump
Very
anything.
Very good. Okay. Very good.
All right.
Can we give lots of love and hugs to our part of our Buzz fam?
Absolutely.
Rihanna. Italian Rihanna. Now you've heard Italian Rihanna on the air. We talk about her all the time. Yeah. She's officially part of our Buzz fam like you are. We've been together for 26 years, all of us. But yeah, she is, I don't know if you're allowed to say.
I know, right?
I'm allowed to say, wait a minute, because of HIPAA.
Here, Husses. I got it. Got a text from her. We got a group text for you and I on Friday, was it? Yeah. Like saying like, hey, I'm in the hospital. And so we're like, oh, okay, we'll come and see you. So we went to talk.
But she was so funny. Her, like, she is that type of person I hope I can be like when things are just crashing down on you and you're not in a good place as far as, you know, your health or whatever. She's smiling. She's making jokes. She's like, well, at least I waited till after your show.
Yes, which is to go to the hospital, which is very nice of her.
And she takes a picture with her smiling in her little hospital gown. I'm like, Rihanna.
You know, I would have appreciated it. If you needed to go, it would have been okay to not finish listening to the show to go to the hospital. Like, I didn't want you to jeopardize yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, she's one of those people that you just want to hang out with because she just is, I just always smiling.
It is what it is with her, right? She's just like, yeah, you know, this is it. This is what's going on.
She's the best. So, if everybody please could help us pass along some love and prayers.
Yeah, so push the universe toward Italian Rihanna today. She's home now, right?
I was going to text her yesterday. It was such a crazy weekend. I forgot to text her yesterday. I was meaning to text her to see because she was supposed to go home yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't want to bug her. I was going to text her too. Saturday. Yeah. Yesterday. So whatever. Yeah.
I don't know. What day is it today? See, I'm a hot mess.
It's Monday.
I hate those weekends where I'm so busy, it doesn't feel like a weekend.
Oh, that was my weekend last weekend. Weekend before last.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
it's like, it's Monday. It feels like it should be Saturday today for me.
I almost kind of wanted a busy weekend because I was so nesting, wound up. Like nervousy, missing
you were
my
board. Your family wasn't there.
I didn't know what to do with myself. I gave a dog a bath and rearranged drawers.
Good.
Like,
those are things that you probably should have done.
But I held off on doing the windows because it's spring cleaning, and I ended up I painted. I fixed stuff. I'm like, I was so proud of myself. I sent the picture to my wife. She goes, oh, my God, that's so great. Thank you very much. I'm like, yep, that's it. That's all I needed to do, that one thing while they're gone.
That's all you needed to hear was your wife saying, thank you. Oh, my gosh, you're so great.
Yeah.
That's all you're ever looking for.
Yeah. I did notice that I had to reach out to them every single day while they were gone to Florida instead of them reaching out like, good morning. I'd be like, it's like noon yesterday. I'm like,
well, they're busy. Hello? They're on vacation.
Not thinking of me.
Well, it is kind of out of sight, out of mind. But also, when you're on vacation.
You wouldn't reach out to your husband if you were gone and say hi, good morning?
Well, I did. Usually we all go together. But the time that I did go with my older daughter away, yeah, I did make a point. But you're like, our schedule is so different when you're on vacation. So you're never sure what time and you're so busy that. There were times where I'm like, oh, my gosh, wait, I got to call your father. And you got to wedge it in. It's not like, oh, I can't wait to call your father. It's like, oh, my gosh, wait, we're doing so much. Wait, stop. We have to call your father.
Well, you know you're dealing with a time change, too.
You can't. I don't know.
Yeah. No excuse.
Oh, my God. I bet you if you were away, you absolutely would do the same.
No, I would call.
You would call her every day.
Yeah. I actually hold off because, like, well, maybe
she's sleeping in. How many times a day do you expect her to call you or reach out to you?
I don't expect her to call me at all unless I reach out to her.
No, okay. So you said you would love for her to call you.
Yeah.
How many times in a perfect world, what would be your expectation?
Once.
What would you want?
Once? Is that too much to ask?
Text or a call?
Either.
Yeah, you'd be okay with just a quick text. Good morning.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
Scott's so needy. I don't expect it.
You don't expect.
That's fine.
So
no,
you let four or 5 days go by without your husband contacting you.
That's fine.
Really?
Because I understand you're busy. It doesn't mean you got your things. You're enjoying your vacation. That's fine. I mean, call me when you land. Let me know you're alive.
You know, this is the weakest argument you've had with me for the last 26 years.
Yeah, you're busy. You're on vacation. Don't think of you. You know, you're doing so much.
Like sleeping.
You could say that's the weakest argument, but that's the argument. Yeah.
Didn't fly. That one put in the out bin. So it's coming up on...
You're just needy. You're needy.
Oh, absolutely.
You're needy, so needy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he is.
Not as needy as my dog, though. He's back and ready to party. James Whitaker from the Win the Day podcast. I do want to have a beer with you if you would have one with me one of these days.
I would like to think of no better way to start the day, Scotty, than having a nice morning beer with you. And we can talk about all the good things happening in our lives.
You got it. What are we up for today?
Well, I feel like there's a big mental health, a bit of a dark cloud hanging over the world at the moment. A lot of people might be feeling that, or maybe they're seeing that through some of their kids. So today I want to talk about perhaps a few solutions that people and families in particular can apply to be able to maybe get out a bit of a funk or really help identify what might be wrong with their kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are a couple of things that I think are really, really important. The first of all is emotional regulation from the parent. And that sounds a bit fancy, but all that means is making sure that all of the stress that you're feeling is not being passed on to your children. Because what we do there is we block their ability to be able to share their emotions with us. So perhaps if you have a really bad day and you come home, just give yourself 60 seconds before you talk to your children or before you walk into your household to calm down, to take some deep breaths so you're not reacting so much. Just come in thinking about what is the intention and the energy that I want to bring into my family.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to mental health particularly, there's a lot of things like in Australia where they talk about, are you okay? And it's not weak to speak. And I really, and all these things are nice slogans, but I feel like there's nothing better than just having the awareness of the body language and just, you know these people better than anyone else. If someone seems a little bit off, again, we focus on modeling emotional regulation ourselves through things like deep breath. And then we can start to ask some questions. And it shouldn't always be these mundane things. I like to ask more questions around, what was the most fun thing that happened today? What was one thing that you learned today?
Yeah.
I always say to my daughter before we go to sleep, what do you want to say thank you to the universe for?
Oh,
you
know, cool. That's,
that way, if you've got a religious aspect, you can throw something else in
sure.
there too.
Yeah, yeah.
But really getting good at asking specific questions to be able to get that person to open up. Because if someone is struggling, that's when you might be able to say, cool, I can see that you're really struggling. Let's go for a walk.
Yeah.
And you get outside, you can get some sunshine, you can get some exercise, and you can start to do these sneaky things that really have people feeling a lot better and give them an opportunity to open up rather than keeping it in.
Right. And sometimes it's worse to try to get someone to talk to you than just to be with them and just be with them. Not you yeah. know, sometimes you don't even need to talk. You just have
sometimes
to be with
someone.
Sometimes
kids, that's all they need is yeah. to feel like somebody. But I love that. What to say goodnight. What do you, because that makes you recognize, you've talked about this so many times. Don't pay attention to what you don't have. Pay attention to what you're grateful for and what you do have. And that just starts that pattern and behavior when they're younger.
Yeah, it does. Scientifically stuff. Proven to stimulate more positive thoughts and help you feel better almost immediately. I mean, kids have it pretty tough. I know there's a lot of people talking about how these generations are a bit weaker compared to previous generations. Can you imagine growing up where every single thing that you do is in a mobile phone and you are just glued to these devices? There's a lot of really, really big mental health problems that are out there. So I think getting kids to talk, getting them excited to have a bit of a journey of some fun things that happened for them that day, but really just keeping that emotional safety and that bond together. Your kids must be able to talk to you and you must be able to talk to your kids. I interviewed someone recently on my podcast who said that secrets carry energy. So if you've got some things deep down inside, like some negative energy, then that's going to manifest in a whole bunch of ways, maybe anger, maybe autoimmune conditions. Mm-hmm. So I'm just such a big believer in having those open, vulnerable conversations.
This is how we win the day every week with you. Thanks, man. This is good stuff. Appreciate it, James Whitaker.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, man. The podcast is called The Win the Day Podcast. How do we reach out to you if we want to, you know, go through that electronic thing?
Yeah, so go to winthedayquiz.com. If you want a personalized action plan just for you, go to winthedayquiz.com.
Perfect. And if you ever want to come on the air with us, just let me know. Sandy@registerbuzz.com.
98.9 The Buzz. Hello, Monday. It's Pizzano and Sandy here. What's up? So what's going on at your house? What's
okay.
What is this?
So anybody ever sage their house? You know, and I can only imagine this happens a lot when you move into a new house and weird things just happen. And you're like, something is possessed. This house is possessed. I need to sage it. Anyone actually follow through with that? 818-2899.
We saged the studio.
You always talked about it. I don't know if we ever did. Did we?
Yeah. Yeah.
We did?
Yes.
You talk so much about it. I almost... Are you sure? How do you even do that?
It was tied in a... You don't remember? It was tied in a bundle.
Yeah.
And it was like... It was probably the size of a half a dollar, like, round. And it had twine around it. And it was really tight, like a tight...
Okay, I remember that, but you don't just wave it around and that's it.
Yeah,
don't you need some kind of, like, I don't know, spiritual
incantation?
Talk?
Incantation?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know.
Did you need some holy-type person to do it for you?
No.
Did you just do it?
Yeah, we did it. I did it in all the four corners, and then we got yelled at because, like, they're like, what's burning?
I do remember you doing that. But I thought it was just a goofy on-air thing. You didn't really think that would get rid of the bad
mojo
juju.
Yeah, I did. And it did.
Okay, well, does it really work or do you need some kind of holy something? Do you need like an online course or something?
Whoa,
do you have to pass an exam?
Second. I'm not sure if it did work because I think we're still number 7.
Yeah.
No. Okay, never mind.
We lost a couple people. I mean, I don't know how well that worked. So anyhow, they're just weird, awful thing. Not awful. Tiny nuisances in life. Kind of awful things have been happening. One after another, after another, after another.
At your place.
At my house. And it's just so bizarre. It's like, you know, when they say it rains, it pours, it really does. Like, everything is deciding to just break in the house.
Well, give me a list.
Well, okay, so we'll start with the dishwasher and the slow leak. And the dishwasher leak created a buckling of the wood floor. So then the garage door opener stopped working. Mm. And then my tire was completely flat because this weird, it wasn't even a nail, it was some weird piece of metal something got into my tire and completely flat blew out the tire.
Man.
Then, like, my garbage disposal went, and this is within the span of just like a few weeks.
Uh-huh.
And at the same exact time that the garbage disposal went, my husband's phone died.
At the same moment.
At the exact same time. Turned on the switch. I got the notification. My husband texted me like through his Apple Watch. And okay, anyhow. And it's just like little things like that where it's like, I can't catch a break. Okay, fantastic. So, and I'm like, okay, we got to be at the end of this because there's nothing left in the house to break.
Uh-huh.
Then driving on, was it Thursday we did the Young Entrepreneurs Academy?
Yes, yeah, at the Galisano, right? Yep.
Yeah, heading to the Galisano Institute, and I get a call from my daughter, my older daughter, and she goes, so what do you do when you lock your key in the car?
Huh?
Now, she's got a 2013 Volkswagen Jetta, loves the vehicle, but it's the old school where you can lock your key in your car.
Yes, exactly.
Like, it's not even possible for us to do it, right, with the technology, but no.
It's more difficult,
Right, yeah. Okay. So I said, oh, God, where are you? I'm at Wegmans. I'm like, okay, well, at least you're in a safe spot. It's close to home. And she ended up having to call a locksmith, whatever, work it out on her own, whatever, whatever, whatever.
A locksmith?
Yeah, which is not how I would have approached the situation. Me, when I was a teenager and I locked my keys in the car a gajillion times, even left the car running in the SUNY Brockport parking lot.
Nice.
How many stories do we all have of that,
the coat hanger, right? Got to get a coat hanger.
That's what I said. I go get a coat hanger. Go to ChatGPT and find. She goes, what are you talking about? Never mind, Mom. Goodbye. And she calls a locksmith.
Didn't your dad have AAA for all you girls?
You know, my sister does. I should have taken advantage. I totally forgot. Yeah. Anyhow, whatever. I'm like, there is something weird happening in my life. And, you know, I figured it out, what it is.
What do you mean
where
you figured it out?
Where the spirits are coming from. Where? It's the freaking vintage books that my daughter had. My daughter loves going to, like, vintage shopping, estate sales, and the, you know, whatever.
She brought haunted books home?
Yes. Yes.
You think that's it, huh?
The minute those damn books enter this house, and they're very cool looking and they're nicely displayed on our bookshelf, but the minute those darn books entered into this house, weird stuff has been happening.
Really?
One after another, after another, after another.
What are the books' titles? That's what you got to look at.
I just looked at the color. The color is beautiful with our aesthetics. I didn't even look at the title. But the last time this happened before the kids were born, I think it was when this was like 20 years ago because Leah's 20. I did the same thing. I went to a vintage store, got these books that looked so beautiful on the bookshelf. And from that point, weird things happened.
Really?
To a point where I'm like, that's it. I'm getting rid of these damn books. And I didn't even donate them. I threw them out because I thought they were possessed.
So when you threw the books out, everything went back to normal again?
Back to normal. And yet again, I'm like, what the hell is happening? It's those darn books. I'm telling you, spirits love books.
Are you aware of the whole 7-year thing?
What's that?
Like it seems like that's vague to me, but like every 7 years in your life, like bad things end up happening.
Is that? Well, this would have been more than 7 years, though, because it was like, well, maybe, hang on. No, I think it was more than 7 years I got rid of those books.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, like, maybe 7 years ago, did you have another, you know, kind of round of bad juju?
Oh, God, I gotta think about it.
Yeah. I always hear that.
Anybody, 7 years ago, think back 7 years ago, what was going, well, okay, so that was, what was that? Just before COVID.
2 years before COVID, yeah.
It was, yeah. No, I think things are fine in my life. How about yours?
So what are you going to do? You're going to get rid of the books again?
Yes, she won't let me because she loves the damn books and she bought them. I'm like, I'm sorry. They need to go somewhere. Somebody needs to bury them in the backyard till you move out and want to take them to your house. I'm serious. I'm going to bury them in the backyard. I can't.
Yeah, but then, like, then your yard will die or something like that. You'll find out all of a sudden
an earthquake around my house.
All of a sudden, you find out that there was a giant deposit of hazardous chemicals that Kodak decided to fart out. And it ended up in your backyard, right?
Anybody else have this? Have you ever had this? Do you believe in this stuff? Because, of course, my family thinks I'm crazy. But I swear it's got to be a thing.
I want to know the titles of the books. How many are there?
Four.
I swear, you got to get the titles. That's got to mean something. But if you believe in this whole synchronicity of bad juju and stuff like that, if you think it's these books, you've got to see what the names of these books are.
Okay. I don't know what the name is.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
That's the key.
And I'm like, oh, Scott will totally buy into this. No one in my family believes me and everyone thinks I'm crazy, right? We're not getting rid of the books. You're just crazy. I'm like, I got to tell Scott because he totally is into all that.
Yeah, I'd say, you got to do some more research on those books. And if not, if you get rid of them. See, here's the thing. Everything is awful and then you get rid of the books and everything goes away. But maybe everything that got awful was meant to be awful at that time and had nothing to do with the books.
No, I don't know if this is a coincidence. I think it's the damn box. Freaking house is haunted. I need some person to sage the joint, and I need one of those ghost, what are they, ghost finders, ghost chasers, what are they called? Paranormal people? I need a paranormal.
Ghost hunter? Ghost hunter?
Ghost hunter. Yeah. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Hunter.
Talking about it. Yeah.
Okay, anyone is into paranormal activity?
Call our buddy Dwayne Claude. Remember him? We went on a bunch of ghost hunts with him.
Yeah, Dwayne.
Dwayne, you listening, Dwayne? Help Sandy. Or you can call your priest for an exorcism.
We'll make it an on-air bit. Oh, that'd be great. We'll invite listeners over.
Oh, sure. Sounds like a great idea.
I love it.
Okay. Hey, guess what? It's going to be not bad today. Close to 50 and sun later. We're all good with that. So forget about Easter. We're talking Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, we're going to jump right over Easter.
Yep, hop.
But we get a plan, you know? We got something special for you if you're a mom or for the mom in your life.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to the spot that Del Monte. We got the appointment already booked. We just need people to now fill the appointment. So April 22nd at 4:30 is our appointment.
Okay.
And two more people are going to come on the appointment with me. We're not going to all be in the same room, but for a massage or a facial, you get to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to go hang out at the spa for Mother's Day.
That sounds like a plan. This week, we're going to give those lucky winners a chance to get in on it Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, so we're going to play Last Caller Standing on Thursday and Friday. And then, yeah, you know how we do Last Caller Standing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you win, you're coming to the spa with me April 22nd at 4:30. So you can win this for somebody or you yourself can come.
Absolutely. That would be awesome.
It's going to be so awesome. Yeah. So remember, Thursday and Friday. We should probably do a time. We'll set a time right now. Thursday at 7 a.m.
Thursday at 7 a.m. Sounds
and
good.
And Friday at 7 a.m. too.
Okay, sounds like a deal. All right. Good morning, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano, Sandy. Scott's Pizzano, Sandy Waters. It's Monday.
Ugh. Don't play everything, this again.
Everything.
Why?
Everything, 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 everything is awful.
I love this song.
Where did you find this song?
I don't know. I heard it, and I was like, it sticks out. It's like the theme of the week.
Oh, my God.
Last week, this week, whatever.
Everything is awful.
No,
it's a very upbeat, happy song, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't like it. I don't like it.
Why?
Because it's just that everything is awful. What a Debbie Downer song.
No,
I mean, we're trying to stay motivated and be positive on a Monday.
Right. That's my way of just, you know, yeah, that's a happy song for me.
It is?
Yeah. The sarcasm in it, not the literal words, make it happy and what's the word for it? Tolerable.
I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't do that. No, it makes me angry. For some reason, I don't know. And because I know you love this song so much, you're going to try to force it into our show every single day as many times as you can.
Until it's not awful anymore.
Okay. Well, when then we finally get spring.
Yeah, right. It's going to snow tomorrow. Everything is awesome.
I am the complete opposite. I am that song from the Lego. I think it was from the Lego movie. Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
There we go. Here we go. This is my kind of thing.
When did you watch the Lego movie?
Wait, I did it.
Drop off dry cleaning before noon.
This is the way I cope with the weather forecast.
Just fake it. Oh, everything's awesome.
As it's raining.
Well, it is, though. It is.
And stuff. Fire coming down out of the sky.
I don't know. Did it? Okay.
Hurricane.
If you were listening, what really, honestly, truly, when you play the Everything is Awful song, mm-hmm. I got angry. And
really?
When you play the Everything Awesome song, I smiled. It made me feel good. Like, immediately, a reaction to those songs.
Popular music.
Jump the charts again. It's Everything is Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I love this song.
Everything is awesome.
Okay, now play Everything is Awful and pay attention to your mood.
Okay, here. It's an upbeat song.
Everything is awful.
No, see, immediately I get angry.
Why?
Anyone else?
It's a happy, skippy song.
I get it, Scott. I know. But the words, I actually listened to the words. I don't know why. It is fascinating how a song could really immediately on a dime switch your mood. That's why I'm so glad we work at The Buzz, because all our music, for the most part, it's all upbeat.
And yeah. Until we play Alanis Morissette, you ought to know. She's still angry after 30 years. You know,
she's going to listen to the song Everything is Awesome.
The whole thing down in the movie theater thing? I mean, come on.
Listen, it's okay that it's still a little cold. Everything is awesome. The sun came out again. You get to go to work.
Yeah, you're breathing. It's 34 degrees right now.
See?
And it's going to be 50 today. Tomorrow it's going to be 34 degrees and snow. But all right, so tomorrow can I play as Everything is Awful?
No, I don't like that song unless everybody, the majority of people call in 818-2899 and say you prefer that kind of vibe, the sarcastic, Everything is Also Awful vibe.
Yeah.
Then I'll say, okay, fine. But I kind of get the feeling that most people would say, no, don't ever play that song again.
All right. Tell you what, that song will pop in your head when you look at your 401k later today.
See, you're such a Debbie Downer.
It's the happy jokes. It's like,
yeah, but it's not, because it really truly is going to be awful. So, like, it's not sarcastic when it really truly is.
Oh, so what is it then? If you're making fun of bad things, right, because you know they're happening, there's nothing you can do about it, that's uplifting.
That's the Everything is Awesome.
Oh, it's not. It's Everything is Awful, but that's the happy vibe. I don't know. What do you call that? Not sarcasm. What would you call that?
I don't know. I call it pessimistic. That's you. You're a walking drama pessimist.
A walking rainbow pony.
There you go. I do love My Little Ponies. That's what the vision I had in my head. Okay. So now I'm nervous to bring this up because I know you're going to get all sensitive and you're going to take offense to it. But it is a thing that not just you do. There are people in our lives who do this.
Awesome.
For Jerk or Justified.
Oh, no.
Coming up in just a few minutes here.
What are you doing to me?
It's the one-upper in our life. Something you said last week when we had a full-size candy bar in the studio with us, Phil,
he's not a full-size candy bar. He's the full-size candy bar guy.
Our Buzz fam. We named him full-size candy bar Phil. Anyhow, when he was in the studio, you said something to him where I'm like, oh, my God, Scott, you are totally out of line right now.
All right. We've got it coming up here. We'll do it in the Jerk of Justified.
Got something to share with Spazano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews. the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Jerk or justified.
Okay, now this is the example. The evidence is about Scott Spezzano, but it's not just Scott Spezzano who does this. There are people in our lives who do this, and I think it is time to call out the person who does. And maybe you will vote this to be justified, and we can keep doing it, or we'll put an end to it.
I'm curious to see how you observed this, because it came from a different place, but you apparently took it in this way. So I'm curious to hear how you heard this.
Yeah, you're already getting defensive. Don't get defensive. Right. Just, you know, whatever.
Just accept it. Yeah.
So last week, full-sized candy bar Phil from the Buzz Fam was in the studio with us.
Yeah, he came in on Thursday.
Now, Phil is a great guy. Love him. And he's been on the air, you know, several times. And he was saying, you know, hey, we were talking about how tired we all were or something like that. And he goes, yeah, I got one hour of sleep because my son is on the autism spectrum. And, you know, see, he doesn't get the best night's sleep the time.
Yeah,
he had a rough night. And, you know, he's telling us all about this, and he's like, I rarely get a good night's sleep because of my son, Anthony, and his son is so stinking cute. But anyhow, so then Scott chimes in with, yeah, I didn't get good night's sleep either. My dog woke me up to go out to the bathroom. And I was like, hold on a second. He got 1 hour of sleep.
Right.
I know you're trying to relate to his story, but it kind of sounded like, are you trying to be better than him? Because you got way more than just an hour of sleep, and it was your dog. Meanwhile,
Phil never
gets more than an hour of sleep.
Right, so you're talking about the one-upper?
The one-upper. Yeah, that person in our lives who feels the need
to chime in.
To try to one-up you in whatever it is that you're complaining about or saying. And now think in your mind, who is that person in your life? Because we got them.
Are they jerk or justified?
Yeah, I felt very like it was like poor Phil is talking about, or that person who's talking about how they're having a rough day because of this.
Right.
The last thing they want to hear is me saying, oh, I can beat you. I got one better.
Or what are you going to say? Oh, I had the best night's sleep last night. It was awesome.
No, you just say, oh my gosh, you are, you know, you focus on them.
It's the I hear you kind of reply. It fell flat. It was my reply. was
it fell flat. Yeah.
It was, yeah, it fell flat. I mean, yeah, I hear you. It's like yes and. It's like I feel your pain. I know exactly what you're talking about when you get a bad night's sleep.
Okay.
I didn't get an hour, but yeah, I got disrupted. I didn't feel great.
But let me tell you about my sob story.
I hear you.
And you know what? People could probably say, yeah, you're just trying to relate. And
yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Or where I'm putting my tally, you just don't try to one-up someone's struggle.
All right.
818-2899.
Call us up. Vote now.
Do you have tickets you want to give away?
I do. I was just looking. Yeah, I got tickets to Full House, the ultimate 90s party at Del Lago at the Vine Showroom. First call through. Chime in.
Messages are coming in. Jerk. That's the classic, I have it just as bad move. It's so annoying. Sometimes people just need to vent without someone hijacking their moment. That's what you did. You hijacked a story.
Oh, I did. It fell flat, though, didn't it? Okay, call us at 818-2899. Good morning. The Buzz. What do you call it, Jerk or Justified?
Definitely Jerk.
Do you want to call out the one-upper in your life, too? Or...
People call me the one-upper. I don't like to be called the one-upper, so no. But
you're not the one-upper. You're not the one. You're like, oh, I had a cold, too.
My cold was worse. You think you're sick. How about my cold? It's like, okay, all right. Very good. Thank you.
Who's this? What's your name?
Renee,
I got a pair of tickets to go to the Del Lago Resort and Casino, the Vine Showroom. Full House is playing the ultimate 90s party VMAs tour. It's coming up this Friday night, so you're going to the casino. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Hold the line. I'll get your info. Okay. Stay right there. Good morning. The Buzz. How do you call this? Jerk or Justified?
Good morning, my favorite radio personnel.
Hello, Dave. What's up?
I'm too much. Hey, Scott, I got to go with you. It's Justified. I mean, I'm shocked that you even get an honest night's sleep with all the prep work that goes into putting out such a great morning show.
Oh, God,
I mean, you must get up at 2 in the morning, prep everything.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, Scott preps a lot for the show.
Absolutely.
He really does. Yeah. He absolutely does.
My heart goes out for you. I feel for you, my friend.
I got to justify. Thank you, my bud.
You are the person that Scott loves. He loves to hear that. Sympathy.
Thanks,
well,
man.
It's a very good show. Wake up to every morning. Well, I'm on my way home every morning. But
I'm glad we could take you. I'm glad we could put you to sleep. Okay, goodbye.
We love you. Thank you.
Bye. Good morning, a Buzz. What do you say, Jerk or Justified?
I'm gonna say Jerk.
Jerk? Heidi.
Yeah.
Heidi, you betray me.
Well, it's all right, take it so personally.
I'm just kind of on the fence because I love you.
No, don't backpedal, Heidi. Don't let Scott make you feel bad.
He has a good way of doing that.
He does. He really does.
What? Me?
Yeah.
I work with the guilt witch. You. She can put guilt on anyone. I can't.
Okay, so anyhow.
For hers is better guilt.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Very good.
Okay, so Jerk. Yeah, see, gotcha. Nobody likes that person.
Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or Justified?
Justified.
Is this Build-A-Bear?
Yes, it is.
What's up, Build-A-Bear?
What's up?
You know, it's not one-upping. It's like relating. It's just I relate to that.
Yeah. It's not like you said, you got nothing on me, pal.
No, it sounds like it.
I understand what you're going through. It's okay. Here's what I went through.
Right.
Well, think about that moment when you did have a rough day or something. You just need to vent. And you're venting, and the other person receives your venting and tries to one-up it. That's not what you want in that moment. You just want to vent and have someone listen to you.
Yeah, but Sandy, at that point in time, when you're ready to say something, say, hey, I just need you to listen to me.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then that's their problem, obviously.
Right.
And then you know you shouldn't go back to them.
Listen, if you came up to me and you're like, we just like casual talking, you're like, oh, I got like an hour of sleep last night. If I bum-rushed you and hugged you, you'd flip out.
No, I didn't say that. Like, nobody said that, Scott. That's weird. Everybody is just like...
I'd be like, hey,
buy me dinner. Hey, thanks, buddy. See ya. One more on the Buzz. Good morning, Jerk or Justified.
Hi, it's Teacher Tracy.
Hey, Tracy. What's up?
I think this is a tricky one. It could go both ways. It depends how they say it.
Right.
Because they could be saying it in a way where they're just trying to commiserate with you, and I understand.
Right. The I hear you kind of reply.
Right. But if they say it kind of, you know, well, then they could be a jerk. So this is a tricky one.
I know it's a tricky one.
Got to be a jerk. Sorry, Scott.
There you go.
Jerk.
Yeah. Yeah,
jerk. Jerk. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, how you doing? 8 o'clock hour, 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pizzano and Sandy. There's sunshine downtown. That feels really good.
Listen to the horns, please!
But might snow tonight. And tomorrow. That's good. It's going to be close to 50 today. 98.9 The Buzz.
Hopefully by Easter, it'll feel like spring for your Easter egg hunts. Now, are you going to do, is it going to change? It's not an egg hunt anymore. So a lot of people are like, listen, eggs are just too expensive. We ain't doing that. We're not coloring eggs anymore. So there's a new trend and more people are jumping on this. And I think it started out as a joke.
Yeah.
And now it's becoming a thing. They say 30% of Americans have stopped buying eggs because of the egg prices.
Wow.
Are you part of the 30%? Anyone? 818-2899? Before we get into the new trend.
We don't do a lot of eggs. I actually had two that I threw out this weekend that were...
You threw out eggs?
Yeah, they're like 2.5 weeks old, older than the expiration date. I'm like,
Stop everything. Mm-hmm. Eggs don't go bad unless they smell bad.
No problem. You take your salmonella and you can go sit in the corner with it. I'm not going to risk that. I got food poisoning once so bad I had to go to the hospital.
Because of eggs?
I don't know what it was. Actually, it was because of chicken.
So why are you throwing out the eggs?
Kind of related to it. Because I don't take no chances, right?
I don't know. That hurts to throw out. Eggs are expensive. You can't just be tossing them after a week. I think they last longer than that.
I said it was 2.5 weeks past the due, over, you know, like eat by, sell by date. I'm not going to risk that.
Oh, you know what? I don't even keep the curtain that the eggs come in, so I don't even know what the sell by date is.
Oh.
I just put them in the fridge in the little basket that comes with every refrigerator.
Oh, the pre-made egg holder thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't even know what my sell-by date. I cracked the egg. I am certain I've eaten an egg that was past 2 weeks.
Really?
2.5 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah, I think so. Crack it and it smells. Okay, that's one thing.
That is... Okay, all right. We're getting off the subject of what are we going to do instead of eggs this year.
You're going to do potatoes. That's what you're going to do. So apparently... The New York Times story says that videos on how to dye or paint potatoes have been trending, and it's becoming less of a joke idea and more of an actual strategy for saving money. And PETA is pushing for it, wanting the White House Easter egg roll to use potatoes instead.
That's ludicrous.
Is it?
So Luda. Luda.
Why?
Luda. How many eggs do you color?
Oh, we always do like a dozen.
Really?
A dozen. Well, no, a dozen. And then we'll get a dozen plastic eggs. So yeah, about a dozen.
Yeah, I got a million plastic eggs that came to the house while my wife was gone. So
do you...
We'll probably dye some eggs.
How many is some?
I don't know. Probably six. Probably half a dozen.
Yeah, see, they're expensive. That's like, that's a lot. Scott doesn't care about the price.
Eggs have gone up like $1.50 from like a year or so ago.
All right, so you're not doing
it's
the
really
potato
not that
thing.
Big a deal. No.
No. I don't potatoes. Anyone doing the potato thing? I think it's clever. It doesn't matter what you're coloring,
it's
right?
It's ironic. I would do it for the irony of it. Yeah.
That's well, they funny. Say, here's a little trick. Pick the right potato. Uh-huh. They say small white or gold potatoes work best.
Uh-huh.
Yukon gold or baby potatoes. Smooth skins make it easier for decorating.
Mm-hmm.
Clean and dry thoroughly. Wash off any dirt. And then you could proceed to color them like a regular egg.
So
with the vinegar in the water and the food coloring.
So you get the food coloring and the vinegar and then really it'll work.
Or you can traditional egg dye kits, yes. Or
That's
you can
wild.
Paint them.
Can you eat them afterwards?
Why not?
That's hilarious.
Absolutely. Because eggs, you question. If you leave them out overnight, can you eat them? Potatoes, you know you can.
Or just crack them open and see if they smell. Hi, The Buzz.
Hi, this is Jamie. How are you today?
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, out of my way into work very late, but I was listening to you talk about throwing out eggs 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Did you ever do the egg test?
No, what's that?
So you basically put an egg in some water, and if it sinks, if it stays to the bottom, it's good.
Uh-huh.
And if it floats, it's no good.
Really?
So if you want to know if your egg is still good, do that.
Okay. And how long?
And also,
yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it also. Yes, I'm still buying eggs, but I'm getting them on the chicken black market.
The chicken black market? What does that even mean?
I love it. Hey.
That means I don't go to the store to get my eggs anymore.
Yeah.
What do you go to? A neighbor?
You got a guy?
Yeah.
I got a guy. Hey.
So, okay. Now, are you going to do the egg coloring or are you going to do potato coloring? What are we opting for this year?
Honestly, my kids are grown now, so I really don't do the egg thing anymore.
Yeah.
So I've been kind of out of that for the past couple of years, but I don't know. It's fun okay. to do regular eggs because I like hard-boiled eggs. You know what I mean?
Right.
So do
yeah.
I. Do you really think it's fun? Like the day my kids got, and you know, we did it just last year. I hate coloring eggs. I don't know what I hate more.
Yeah, I do too.
Pumpkin.
It's a pain.
Yes, it's messy. It's a pain. You're so nervous. Your kid's gonna spill the coloring on your, you know, your chairs or floors.
Yeah. Yep. I'm there.
I don't know what's worse, pumpkin decorating or egg coloring.
I don't know.
I think egg coloring.
Those are
yeah.
disgusting.
I think buying Christmas gifts. Buying Christmas gifts are worse. That's the worst holiday. Having to buy Christmas
right?
gifts.
You don't even buy anymore. The Christmas gift. Your wife does.
Thanks, Jamie.
Have a great morning.
No problem.
Okay, bye. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi
good
there.
Morning.
How you doing? The egg thing.
Good. The egg, yes. Get them from a farmer, because once you get them in the store, they're already at least a month and a half old. Minimum.
A month. What? Wait, they're a month old?
They're at least 5 weeks old before you even get them at the store.
Really?
Buy them from a farmer. They're fresher. And I have my own chickens. I'm not a farmer, but I do have my own chickens.
Oh, yeah.
I've had eggs as old as 6 months and still had them fine to eat.
Get out of here.
And the water, no, that's true. The water bath, the water method,
uh-huh.
So your eggs will sink to the bottom, as the woman said,
mm-hmm.
but they will start to float the older they get. When you want to throw them away is when they float all the way to the top, okay, because then they're old. That's the air pocket has gotten into the shell
uh-huh.
and developed a large air pocket.
Uh-huh.
That means it's a very old egg. So throw it away. But
now let me.
Yeah,
you're the expert now. Can you? Store. Well, kind of. All right. More of an expert than Sandy and I. If you buy a dozen eggs from this store, can you? Do they have to be refrigerated, or can you leave them out?
No, you have to. Once an egg is refrigerated, it has to stay refrigerated. The ones you buy at the store
uh-huh.
have also been washed.
Right.
So you don't see poop stains. You don't see any of that. They
right.
make it look pretty. Put a little bleach on them, pretty them up. But when you buy them from a farmer, usually if they haven't already been refrigerated, they haven't been washed. I just wipe my eggs off.
Right.
Sometimes I don't even do that. Because when a chicken lays an egg, they put what's called a bloom on it.
Uh-huh.
It's to coat the egg. So a chicken will only lay one egg a day.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they hatch out 10 eggs at a time. It's because of that bloom that's put on the egg. It helps keep it fresh.
So it's like a covering. Right, like a covering.
Oh my God, I feel so much more educated about eggs. You are so amazing. You are officially our egg expert.
You're the expert.
Don't
throw out your expensive eggs unless you've tested them. Because really,
I'm coming to your house.
How
then.
Wasteful
some,
you are!
We're gonna get some eggs from the
you're
egg
so
baby.
Wasteful. Okay, now where do you rank the coloring of the eggs for Easter? Are you like me and Jamie who hate it?
I used to do it with my kid when he was little, but I don't color him anymore.
Not
I haven't colored him in years.
Yeah.
And not only that, when you start getting them from farmers,
you will get natural, different colored eggs.
Yeah.
You can get a blue, a pink, a green,
a
dark brown, a chocolate brown.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Some different chickens.
Yep.
Oh, it's fascinating. When I started keeping chickens, it was just to help my kid get closer to having an animal, you know? But then at one time, I actually had 50 chickens.
50?
I used to sell eggs.
Awesome. Yeah, really? That's so cool. I love this. What's your first name?
Then you start looking... I'm Tracy.
Tracy,
but then
okay.
you start looking into it. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
You go right down that rabbit hole hobby of, chickens. And what's easier, taking care of a dog or chickens?
Chickens. much easier.
I love it.
So much easier.
Sandara?
I have two dogs, and they'll drive you nuts. Chickens, you throw food out to them, give them some fresh water every day, let them do their thing, they're happy.
I love this. It's so great. Thanks so much. This is such a great call. What?
Yeah, thank you. Don't let anyone tell you that grain-fed chickens are better. That's false. Chickens are 100% omnivores, and they will tear up meat quicker than you can blink. Love it.
Chickens are like just evolved dinosaurs, aren't they?
100%.
Yeah, yes. Right. Thank you so much for all the info. This
Have
is so cool of you.
Day.
Thank you. Bye. You got to get some chickens though, Sandra.
I don't know if I'll do that, but maybe I'll go visit her farm. And she says she doesn't live on a farm, but she sounds like it with 50 chickens.
Well, at one time she said she had 50.
That's so cool. Okay. Right. So there you go. Potatoes if you need an alternative and let your egg sink or float, whatever.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
It's time for the match game on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spizzano and Sandy. Okay. We're going to have some fun with Gary this morning. Hi, Gary. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you do for a living, Gary?
I work at a plastic plant.
Excellent. Where?
Plastic injection mold. I'm off of Ridgeway.
All right. Well, I'm glad you listened. You guys listen at work, maybe? Appreciate it. So, the match game.
I'm actually on my way home from work.
On your way home from work. This is the second person that we're putting asleep this morning, Sandra.
Yeah, I know. Right? okay, so you just have to match. We're going to give you a blank and a word, and you have to match, and we all have to try to, I guess, match. But first word that comes to your mind and play along at home.
Okay.
And you're going to automatically win the tickets, by the way, whether you match us or not.
Yeah, we'll hook you up.
Okay, so you're going to say what the tickets are, Scott, or no?
Oh, yeah, the tickets to the Vine Showroom at Del Lago.
Nice.
We're going to send it to that big Ultimate 90s party. It's the Ultimate 90s party with Full House, VMA's tour, Friday night.
Okay. Now, you have to think we are under the FCC guidelines, so you can't swear. You got to kind of PG it up, okay? So if it's the first word that comes to your mind, doesn't think, won't pass FCC, whatever.
Keep it clean, you dirty mind, you.
Yeah, you got to go to the second word. Okay, ready? Blank party.
Blank party?
Blank party. Okay.
Okay, I got it. All right.
I'm ready.
First
ready,
thing that
Gary?
Comes?
First word that comes to your mind. Gary, what did you say?
I said sausage.
Sausage party, yes! Yes! I love it!
Gary! That's something Scott would say. Wait, did you match him, Scotty?
I said sausage party!
You did?
Yes!
I said wild, okay? Wild party.
See, Gary and I are putting together something this weekend. We got some kielbasa coming. We got some chorizo.
Yeah, is that what you got?
Chorizo. We got some...
Okay. Next one. Very good. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, blanks. Stuff.
Blank stuff. Blank
stuff.
Blank stuff.
Okay, wait.
Okay.
I got a good one.
Okay.
Come on, you guys.
Okay. What did you say?
What
did you say, Sandy?
Do you got one, Gary?
No.
Okay, wait. We'll give Gary some time.
Okay,
give Gary some time. Don't say it yet, Scotty, because Gary's got to think of his.
Oh, he's got to say his first?
Obviously.
Oh, okay.
Oh, jeez.
Blank stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Okay, that was good. That was good.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
I said the right stuff.
Oh, the right stuff.
Yeah, you can tell the block. Come on.
You're going back to the 90s.
I know. Yeah. Well, right, exactly. I did double stuff. Like a double stuffed okay. Oreo. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
and
all right.
Final one.
Yeah, see, the 90s is good because you win on those tickets to the 90s show. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Final one, blank love.
Blank love?
Blank love.
Oh, easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, wait. Huh? I can't think of.
You can't think of one?
Oh, shoot.
Come on.
Okay. Well,
come on, Santa.
Mine came out instantly.
It's already on paper.
Do you have yours, Gary?
I do. It's corny.
What is it?
Okay, what is it?
We're going to say true.
True love.
Oh, how sweet. Do you have a true love that you were thinking about?
I do. I'm in the driveway, actually. She's standing in the door looking at me like, why?
Are you talking to your girlfriend again?
Oh, my God. Give a shout out.
What's her name?
Heather.
Heather.
That is so cute. I said deep in love.
Oh, I said hot monkey love.
Going back to the Sasha's party?
Yeah, keeping the theme. Gary, you and Heather are going to the Vine at Del Lago on Friday night. The Vine showroom tickets are up on DelLagoResort.com, but I got a pair of tickets to Fool House, the ultimate 90s party. Thanks for playing, buddy. Appreciate it.
Sweet, thanks.
All right. Say hi to your girl, all right?
You got it.
All right, you're all set. Thanks, man. See ya.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye. I always say hot monkey love, right?
I know you do. I don't know why I didn't say that, because you're right. You are very predictable sometimes with these.
Spring. Where the buds are coming off the trees. Life is coming back. Those little flowers in your lawn that only appear for a couple of weeks. What are those called? Those little things that come up? Weeds?
Those don't last just a couple weeks.
No. Oh, the daffodils are popping in the backyard.
They're going to be shocked this week. But yes, tulips, daffodils.
I'm my 27th year in my house. And the person before me planted those daffodils. And they're like four of them. They just come up every single year without fail. It's amazing. And along with spring comes beautiful weather. Except for tonight, we're supposed to get an inch of snow. And also, comes with spring. It's freaking robins. Robins with an attitude.
Well, what do you mean freaking robins?
I love
the birds nesting.
Well, yeah. In places they're not supposed to.
Like where? Where are they nesting? That's driving you crazy.
I got hit. Last year, zero. There's one in the tree next to the garage. It's perfect. Actually, I looked in the tree. It's still there. And there's no leaves yet. And guess who's in that nest? Doves. They stole the nest. So now I've got robins building on the light on the front porch. And
Oh, no. Not the front porch.
The front porch light right by the front door. And inside the garage on top of the garage door opener. Because I leave my garage door open. Maybe that's our in and out.
Oh, inside the garage. Well, you got to stop the robins, because those are two places that are not safe for your poor little robins.
Well, why? They're not safe for us. They're swooping in, swooping out. They're yelling at us every time we go out the front door. It's like, come on, what are you doing?
Well, you get a lot of front porch traffic, so it's going to make the mother bird a little anxious. That's not good for the mother bird. It'll stress her out.
Well, maybe the mother bird will decide to go somewhere else and build a nest somewhere else.
You have to stop the nest from being constructed. Like every time you see it building up,
yeah, you got to rip it down.
Yeah, and then you're... Right. Don't let her build it there, because that's so sad.
Literally, they yell at me when I want to go up to my house. I'm like,
and
it's
inside
my house.
Your garage, you can't have her continue to build that. She's going to be locked out.
Or in.
From her babies.
Hi, the buzz. Good morning.
Scott, you have a 3D printer, as you tell us every day.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes.
Every day, relentless.
Thing. You I didn't mention today yet.
You need to 3D print some birdhouses and put them strategically around your yard, so they won't use your garage or other places.
They're already taken by the chickadees.
Well, to make more.
Build another one.
He doesn't want a solution. He just wants to vent.
Every time somebody gives you a solution,
you poo-poo it.
And I try to one-up people, too.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it might be a good idea to build an. I've got a Buffalo Bills birdhouse up. I've got another 3D printed one that I put up.
And, some people say, and I don't know if anybody has a tip or a trick, 818-2899. Some people say you should put a snake, like a rubber snake, in the spot where you don't want them to build a nest.
On top of the light on my porch.
Yeah. No, my neighbor had a whole bunch of rubber snakes up on the beams of her porch. Yeah, just for that. Or around her tires, on her tires, because they would build a nest like behind her wheel well or in her engine.
What?
So yeah, there's like rubber snakes all over her house.
That's funny. That's a good idea. It's like those pigeons we have on the front porch here at the radio station. You can't get rid of those things. We put up the decoy owl. They just knocked it off. Like, get out of here.
Now, if the mother bird, if you are not successful with deterring your mother bird of building on the light, the porch light, you cannot use the front door then. You're going to have to use the garage.
Oh.
You're going to have everybody go through the garage, yeah.
Yeah, but then they got the one in the garage, too.
Well, you can't let that one keep building its nest because you're going to lock that poor bird in your garage or she's not going to be able to get to her babies.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to pull it down.
If a bird builds a nest in an area where you travel, like you go in and out, you cannot use that part of your house until they're done.
2 years ago, they built on the front porch on the light, and it was cute because we don't use the front door much, really, at all anyway. Yeah. And it was a perfect, the window was right there.
But you don't? You say you have, like,
hardly
Amazon drivers all the time at your house.
Yeah, they leave stuff on the front porch, and then sometimes they leave them in the garage when the garage is open. So
you do use your front porch. There's
often
packages always coming in and out.
Yeah, so I'll just go up and get the package and go through the garage. Wave at both of the birds' nests. It's going to be awesome. But it was cute for Ellie, you know, seeing the baby birds. I'd lift her up to see through the window,
right into
the light. So, yeah. So, if you're dealing with robins, there you go. Maybe I'll try the rubber snake thing. Zano, Sandy with you. Monday. It is April 7th, and that's the deal. I have to call my brother and bust his chops because he lives in Watertown. He's supposed to get like 6 to 9 inches of snow tonight.
See, nobody likes that person either. The rub it in your face person. A lot of you are going away for spring break, and some of you are leaving earlier, like this week, like maybe Wednesday, and you are so lucky.
Yeah.
Do not rub it in anyone's face, okay?
And please show and make sure you tag us on all of your vacation pictures.
Yeah, tag Scott, not me. all right, so Jerker Justified tomorrow. We do it every day. And tomorrow, I saw Nate post something on his Facebook page, and Nate is a part of the Buzz fam. Mm-hmm. How his delivery driver delivered his packages. And it wasn't just one day.
Mm-hmm.
He's got three separate different deliveries caught on his Ring cam.
Uh-huh.
And it's the way his delivery driver delivered the packages that we're going to put on trial.
Excellent.
So tomorrow at around 7:20, we'll do that. And you can win more tickets to that ultimate 90s party at Del Lago.
Yeah, that's right. So stay tuned for that, okay? And the commercial-free 98 is next.
98.9.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.